Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. We're calming down from a mini solar storm that brought us some aurora clear down to mid-latitudes for a short while, and it looks like we've got a fast wind chaser. Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week has gotten a little bit exciting. As we switch to our front side sun, you can't really see it, but back around the 15th, we had a solar storm launch, and we thought it was going to go pretty much to the east of Earth, but in actuality, it clipped us a little bit, and it even brought us up to storm levels, which brought some gorgeous aurora down to high latitudes and even down into mid-latitudes for a little bit. Now we're beginning to calm down from that solar storm, but hot on its heels is some fast wind, and we have another finger-like coronal hole that's going to be rotating into the Earth's strike zone here in the next day or so, so we could bump back up to probably active conditions, maybe even storm levels at high latitudes, and get yet more aurora over the next couple days. Now switching to our far side sun, this is Stereo, it's our far-sided monitor, and it's kind of looking at the sun from the side. You can see we don't have any active regions on the far side of the sun, and so it means that we're just barely hanging on to marginal radio propagation for amateur radio operators, radio communications for launch, and other kinds of space traffic. Switching to your solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are calming down from that mini solar storm that has just hit, but we're not quite done yet. We are expecting a little bit more fast wind on the way. So at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting minor storm conditions with up to about a 55% chance of a major storm. And these conditions could last in through the beginning of the weekend before we see things begin to calm down. Now, mid-latitudes, we're only expecting unsettled conditions, but we do have up to about a 15% chance of a minor storm. And again, the storm conditions or just possibility of aurora could linger in through the beginning of the weekend, but then things should settle down after that. Switching to our solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, everything is still in the green when it comes to big solar flares. We have a spotless sun right now, so we don't have any risk for radio blackouts. And again, that should make you GPS users on Earth's dayside very happy. Now, we also are hanging on, despite the spotless sun, we're hanging on to the hairy edge of marginal. We're sitting in the low 70s for solar flux, and it looks like these conditions are going to continue. We don't see any active regions on the far side sun right now, but it does look like the sun is still kind of percolating a little bit. So amateur radio operators and emergency responders, expect to continue the same kind of conditions you've been having easily over the next week and possibly 2 weeks before we get any boost. Now also, because we are still at solar minimum, the cosmic ray flux is impinging a bit more than it normally would be. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high latitudes and high altitudes, you are in the marginal range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week has gotten a bit exciting unexpectedly. We did have a solar storm launch that was a weak solar storm, and we thought it was going to move to the east of Earth, but it actually clipped us, and it actually brought us up to storm levels for a short while and brought aurora down to mid-latitudes for a short while, which was a nice treat. And this show may not yet be over because we are getting some fast wind on the heels of this solar storm, so we have yet another day or two of some decent storming possibilities, and then things will begin to die down as we get into the weekend. So your aurora photographers, especially at high latitudes, don't expect the show to be over just yet. Now, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, I know you're probably groaning. We're back to a spotless sun, and it looks like the far side isn't showing any evidence of any bright regions either. So we're just barely hanging on to the marginal radio propagation conditions, and unfortunately, it looks like these conditions, at least on Earth's day side, are going to continue over the next week or more. Now, you GPS users, well, you know, we had a bit of a solar storm, and we still have some chances of aurora, so definitely stay away from aurora and away from those dawn dust terminators if you expect your GPS reception to be pretty good. But outside of that, your dayside reception should look top-notch. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.